Muncy. First Seager. Now Turner. Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back. Renegade.
I don't hold back on my enemy. That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and a welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. Hope you are well. It's a special day for your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a day of celebration as the players receive their World Series rings, and a new banner is hung inside Dodger Stadium after a 5-2 road trip today, the first home game of the season, a day for the players, the team, and the city of Los Angeles to come together and celebrate last season's World Series title. All the pregame festivities are coming up here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck, as is the game itself. The Dodgers taking on the Washington Nationals was first pitch set at 1:10. Well, coming up over the next 90 minutes here on Dodgers on Deck, we got a lot to get to. We're going to check in with Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner in just a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from manager Dave Roberts. We'll get a preview of today's pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. You're going to hear from the newest member of our Dodger broadcast team, Kirsten Watson. She'll check in shortly, as will David Vasse, who will join us before and after the on-field pregame festivities, which will get underway in about 15 minutes, including the ring presentation and the unveiling of the new World Series championship banner. That is all coming up. Don't go anywhere. Well, the Dodgers were off yesterday. Before that, they wrapped up their first road trip of the season in Oakland. Bauer was good. The bullpen, though, couldn't close it out as the A's beat the Dodgers 4-3 in 10 innings. Trevor Bauer pitched 6 2/3 innings. He allowed 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. Bauer got some early run support. A.J. Pollock, an RBI single in the first, and the Dodgers led 1-0. The A's tied the game in the fourth on a wild pitch, but in the sixth, the Dodgers with some small ball to take the lead. Zach McKinstry with the bunt down the third baseline. That scored Max Muncy, and the Dodgers took a 2-1 lead. The Dodgers added to that lead in the seventh thanks to Justin Turner.
Justin Turner, the batter. First pitch to Turner is struck to left field. And that ball is over the head of Brown in left field. Rounding third and coming home is Taylor. And Justin Turner has knocked in another run. Seager gets to third. It's now 3-1 Dodgers.
An RBI double to left for old Red Turn 2. That's the top-tier play of the game brought to you by Arco. Quality top-tier gas for less. Dodgers a 3-1 lead. Trevor Bauer, strong 6 innings. In the seventh, though, Matt Chapman led off with a solo home run. That made it a 3-2 game. Corey Knebel came in, pitched the rest of the seventh in a scoreless eighth. Kenley Jansen got the ninth. He'd give up the lead, though. A leadoff single, then a walk. Two batters later, a sac fly, and that tied the game at 3. In the tenth, the Dodgers couldn't score in the top of the inning. In the bottom of the tenth, though, Jimmy Nelson in relief. Mitch Moreland a single to left, driving in the game-winning run as the A's get their first win of the year as they walk off the Dodgers in Oakland 4-3. Still a great road trip, though. The Dodgers start the 2021 season, taking 3-4 in Denver and 2-3 in Oakland. Now it's back home for the 2021 home opener. It's ring day in L.A. With more, let's head out to the Ravine and say hello to Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner, guys.
Tim, it has been 548 days since the Dodgers last played a game here at Dodger Stadium with fans in the stands, out with the cardboard cutouts, and in with real live human beings and energy to feed the Dodgers in defense of their World Series title. After winning 5 of their first 7 games on the road this afternoon, the home opener for the world champion and first place Dodgers. But before we play the first game in front of living, breathing fans at Dodger Stadium for the first time since October the 9th, 2019, when their opponents that night were the Washington Nationals, Mo, we've got the championship ring ceremonies.
Championship ring ceremonies, but also, I think, a very spirited kind of a celebration because last year ended. I mean, last year was weird to begin with, but then it ended with no celebration. There was no celebration when the Dodgers flew back from Texas. They didn't play the World Series here. They played it in Arlington, Texas. This is the first opportunity the Dodger players have a chance to really bond with some of the fans here in Los Angeles and vice versa. This is more than just an opening day at home. This is kind of a celebration that has been months in the making, and we're still working around this COVID thing, but we're making headway in that area. And quite frankly, I can't wait for the celebration today.
It feels like a rebirth today, a rebirth of the game. The Dodgers are back home. There will be people in the stands. And all of us have been through for more than a year, it is a day to just celebrate.
Charlie, I think back to 4 days ago, walking in the hallway to come in and do a broadcast. You and I are doing the broadcast, and the Dodgers are in Denver, and I saw 20 people in the hallway. We haven't seen more than 3 people in the hallway since last year, and to have people come into the ballpark today, I got to tell you, this place, and I've been here since, early hours of the morning, 7 o'clock this morning, and to see the ballpark coming alive, we've not seen this. There has not been a breath of fresh air in this stadium as far as people, and we see the employees coming back in, the security guards coming back in. It's like we're being reunited with our family on the business end.
Rebirth and reunion. And on this Friday afternoon in April, the ring's a thing, and the first home game of the 2021 season. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coming up on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we have all the pregame festivities from Dodgers Stadium. But when we come back, we'll check in with Kirsten Watson as we lead you up to first pitch and the ring ceremony. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Nationals home opener for the Blue as they get their rings and raise the banner. All the pregame ceremonies coming up shortly.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Nationals home opener from the Ravine. Happy Ring Day, Kirsten.
There's so much excitement just walking in here today. I will be honest, I woke up this morning like a kid in a candy store. I was like, I don't even get a ring, but I just am so happy and excited for this team and to be here and to just see all the work that's gone in. I mean, if you look at the field, you see the World Series champions, you see opening week. It's just it's so beautiful, and the guys are so excited.
I think I'm more excited to see fans back in the stands.
It is something that the players have been talking about all spring. That's what they can't wait for, to celebrate this World Series championship with the people who have been supporting them this entire time. Having the fans here, having their families here, it is just going to be such a special moment. That's what Clayton Kershaw has been talking about from the jump. He's just been like, I just want to celebrate with the fans, you know? Like, it's all they care about. Of course, today, there is a baseball game. He did say that we have to play, we have to win. But at first, they're going to soak in this moment of being surrounded and supported by all of the fans here to finally get to celebrate everything they've worked for. It's going to be so special.
You got the ring ceremony coming up here shortly, the unveiling of the 7th World Series championship banner, and the Dodgers got a little gold in their uniform today.
Oh, do they? They're just going to be blinged out all day. They got gold in their uniforms, diamonds. Oh, it's going to be such a day. Justin Turner, he posted a picture of it earlier, and he was saying that just seeing the jersey reopen so many emotions, you know, it's kind of like, obviously, it's now been months since they have won, and Dave Roberts talked about after the championship and the World Series, just kind of going through a moment of kind of feeling down, just because it's like you do so much and then it's over. There's no celebration. Yeah. And so not to be able to have that moment to just be in victory and kind of all of that, of course, it's a motivation for them that's really pushing them this year to continue to reach, go back to the World Series and go back to back. To be here, I can't wait for the players to see the ring ceremony. We were rehearsing yesterday and there are so many surprises for them. It is still just getting to know them. It's going to be a special day for everyone.
Well, we are minutes away from that. Thanks, Kirsten. We'll check in with you during the ceremony and after. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is? Give them a call, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.com. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll preview today's pitching matchup. We'll have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. But up next, it's time to celebrate. Let the banner be raised and the rings be passed out. All the pregame festivities are next I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Series champion Dodgers audio note. It's the home opener for the Dodgers as they take on the Washington Nationals. First pitch coming up at 1:10, but it's time now to celebrate the World Series championship from last fall. And David Vasse live at Dodgers Stadium as, Dave, the festivities get underway here shortly.
Yeah, they're starting to organize things. The rings have been placed on a table to the left of home plate. They have a spot for each and every player to stand on. And here we go. Todd Lights is getting the ceremony started. Let's hand it over to him.
World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Fans, at this time, please direct your attention to Dodger Vision. And welcome Spectrum Sportsnet LA Dodger reporter Kirsten Watson.
Good afternoon, everyone, and what a special day it is. Not only is it the home opener for the Dodgers, but in just a few minutes, the members of the 2020 Dodgers will be receiving their World Series rings. Now joining us to host the proceedings, I toss it over to the booth to Dodger broadcaster Joe Davis.
Thank you, Kirsten. Welcome, fans. To those of you here at Dodger Stadium, to those of you watching at home, wherever you may be, Kirsten said it, this is a special day, and for so many reasons. Yes, it's the home opener. Yes, they're about to get those World Series rings. But I think the thing that is most special about today for a lot of us is that this wonderful place is about to get its voice back. It's going to get its soul back. Because for the first time in almost 2 years, the fans are back at Dodger Stadium. Right now, it's my pleasure to introduce the owner and chairman of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mark Walter.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium. For the last 8 years, we have worked hard and dreamt of the day that we were going to celebrate a World Series championship at Dodger Stadium. That day is today. We've had a year that we could never have imagined. It has been so hard for so many people. And our hearts and prayers go out to all of them. Instead of baseball fans, for the last year, the stadium was home to the largest testing facility in the world, to an election voting place, and now thousands of people are being vaccinated here. But welcome back. It's so great to see so many people and so many familiar faces. And for those of you at home, we saw your videos of celebration and your tears of joy. Thank you so much for your support. We love you. To the players, the coaches, and all of the staff, what you have accomplished is truly incredible. We have 8 National League West championships. We have 3 National League pennants. And in an incredibly difficult year, we had the best record in baseball. We faced 3 elimination games, and we stuck together, covered each other's backs, and never quit. And we won the World Series. To the team, the staff, you are truly the best in baseball. Congratulations. We are so proud of you, and we are so happy to you. We hope that their effort and their accomplishment can be a small example and inspire the rest of us to finish this fight against this terrible pandemic and to continue the fight for justice and equality for everyone. LA is a city of champions. And the Dodgers want to congratulate the Lakers on their NBA World Championship. Okay, now let's celebrate and begin our campaign to repeat.
Putting together the World Championship roster, President and CEO Stan Kasten and President of Baseball Operations Andrew Friedman. Now let's bring out the members of the Dodger coaching staff. Bullpen coach Josh Bard.
Josh Bard and Andrew Friedman embracing each other. Stan Kasten there as well, handing out the rings.
Hitting coach Brant Brown.
Brant Brown has spent a lot of time in the batting cages with each and one of these players. A lot of work behind the scenes that not a lot of people see. There he is, the best third base coach in all of baseball, Dino Ebel. Huge part of the Dodgers' offense.
Bob Guerin.
Nobody knows the rule book better than Bob Guerin, that's for sure. Except Rick Monday.
Game planning and communications coach, Danny Lehman. Assistant pitching coach, Connor McGinnis. Pitching coach, Mark Pryor. Hitting coach, Robert Van Skoyak. Now we'll bring out members of the Dodgers 2020 roster. Receiving his second career World Series ring, Scott Alexander.
Scott Alexander was part of the World Championship team with the Kansas City Royals.
Pitcher, Caleb Ferguson.
Caleb Ferguson, unfortunately not part of the playoff roster after undergoing his second Tommy John surgery.
Infielder, Gavin Lux. Utility man, Zach McKinstry.
Today's starting right fielder, Zach McKinstry.
Pitcher, Dennis Santana. Pitcher, David Price. David has chosen to auction his ring to support the Players Alliance, group of 150 black, current and former professional baseball players united to use their collective voice and platform to create increased opportunities for the black community in every aspect of the game and beyond. A as wonderful as today is, you can't help but notice and feel that there's a missing piece. Tommy Lasorda was determined to see his Dodgers win the World Series one more time. And sure enough, the last game Tommy attended before he went to be with the big Dodger in the sky was the clinching game in Texas. And can't you just picture Tommy right now? You know, he's smiling down, pumping his fist, dressed in his best Dodger blue. Tommy Lasorda will always be Dodger baseball. And as we remember him today, we're honored to be joined by his daughter, Laura Lasorda.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Dodgers for this wonderful opportunity to be a part of this lovely celebration today. Opening day at Dodger Stadium was my father's favorite day. He looked forward to it each and every year. Rest assured, he's smiling today, and his spirit is with each and every one of us. 40 years ago, my dad earned his first World Series ring. So today, happily, I have the great pleasure to introduce the first Dodger manager since my father to receive the World Series championship ring. Mr. Dave Roberts.
So many of us grow up emulating our favorite players and fantasizing about one day winning a World Series. Right now, there are kids all over Southern California, all over the country, hoping to be just like their favorite Dodgers one day. You know, it's no different for these guys. There was a time when it was nothing more than a hope and a dream. Maybe, just maybe, they could grow up to be just like their own favorite players.
My favorite player growing up was Jim Thome. You know, my dad grew up in Cleveland, and so anytime the Indians were on the TV, we always had it on. And I kind of tried to emulate my swing after him when I was growing up, and you know, I feel like he was kind of a class player to watch.
That was Max Muncy.
For some reason, I just enjoyed watching him play. I was really good with him when I played the show back in the day, so that's probably my favorite player growing
Mookie
up.
Mookie Betts. Jimmy Rollins was his guy.
You know, being from Virginia Beach, the Orioles were my favorite team, and I got to watch them on TV a lot.
This is Chris Taylor describing Cal Ripken Jr. as being his favorite player.
El jugador favorito fue o sigue siendo David Ortiz.
Julio Urías naming David Ortiz as his childhood hero.
My favorite player growing up was Will Clark. He was the first baseman for the Rangers. I grew up in Texas, and I got to play first base when I wasn't pitching growing up in high school, and he was my favorite. That's why I wear 22.
That's, of course, Clayton Kershaw.
Well, today we're going to share some messages that have been recorded for the Dodgers by some of the greats of the game. Dave Roberts, before we bring out members of your roster, we've got a message for you from a former Dodger teammate of yours.
Hey, Dave, what's going on? This is your great brother, Ricky. I want to congratulate you on great success and winning the World Series.
That's Ricky Henderson sending a message to Dave Roberts.
And have success in baseball. You have a lot of knowledge in teaching these young kids how to play the game. Keep up the good work. Your great buddy and your favorite player, Ricky Henderson.
Now it's time to bring out the members of the 2020 World Champion Dodgers. Before each player comes out to get their ring, we'll show you a special video recorded just for them. Here's a message for Austin Barnes from a two-time world champion and a Hall of Famer.
Hi, Austin. This is Robbie Alomar. Hey, congratulations on a great year last year. I know you're receiving the ring. Make sure that you enjoy it. And good luck to the organization and yourself in 2021. Congratulations once again.
A native of Riverside getting his first World Series ring, Austin Barnes. Here's another Hall of Famer with a message for Matt Beatty.
Hey, Matt, Chipper Jones here. Where we got back to me, I was your favorite player growing up. Just wanted to say congratulations on your world championship last year. I know how hard it is to get there and get it done, get over the top. We did it in 95. You guys did it last year, and I want to congratulate you on it. I want to wish you the best for the 2021 season, and take it easy on my Braves. See you.
Picking up his first World Series ring, let's hear it for Matt Beatty. Well, when he was a kid, Cody Bellinger watched his dad play Major League Baseball. And years later, Cody would have a teammate who, coincidentally, a lot of people referred to as Dad.
Hey, Cody, congratulations on being a world champion. There's no better feeling. Enjoy wearing that ring. Wear it with pride, because you and your teammates deserve to. It was a lot of fun to watch, and I'm excited to watch you guys do it again.
Joining his real dad and his old team dad in the World Series champion fraternity, here's Cody Bellinger.
That, of course, was former Dodger Chase Utley sending a message to Cody Bellinger. Good news for Dodger fans, Bellinger is not in a walking boot. He was just placed on the injured list with an injured left calf.
Our next video greeting is from a former Dodger and a 2008 World Series champion.
Mookie, what's going on, bro? Hope you're enjoying all the fruits of winning a championship in Los Angeles. Something that hasn't happened since 1988. And I know, I remember clearly, I was a heartbroken little kid in 1988. But anyhow, I digress. Congratulations on bringing a championship to Los Angeles. Something that these fans have been deserving of for a long time. Something the organization has been deserving of for a long time. Enjoy, try to go do it again, get three, try to fill all those fingers up while you're here. We know you're going to be here for a while. Enjoy every second of it. Continued success. Congratulations to you and the Los Angeles Dodgers on winning the World Series in 2020.
Los Angeles, you can finally show them how much you love him. Mookie Betts.
Jimmy Rollins wishing Mookie the best for winning his first World Series championship in Los Angeles and his second career World Series championship.
Our next message comes from a world champion pitcher who now happens to shred on guitar. Here's Bronson Arroyo's message for today's starting pitcher.
Walker Buehler,
about you when I met you, man. You and Mike Leake are the only two guys that ever give me that feeling. You're humble. You're a little brash inside. And I knew you were going to have a good big league career. 25 years old and you won yourself a World Series. I wanted that. It took me till I was 28 to win one with your old manager there, Dave Robertson. He's a good man. Make sure you give him some love.
Today is going to be the day.
Going to be hard to top that today, isn't it? Currently preparing to start today's home opener, one of the best big game pitchers in the sport, Walker Buehler. Message from a player whose career started about an hour away from Vacaville, California.
Hey, Tony. Tim Hudson here. Man, I just want to take a second to send you a huge congratulations on your first World Series championship last year. I know you're excited for the ring ceremony and see what those things look like. Man, I'm telling you, it took me almost 16 years to win my first World Series. And, boy, it didn't take you very long to get on the board. First one, your first year up in the big league. So that's really exciting, man. I'm happy for you. And I'm looking forward to watching your career. And hopefully this season can be another special one for you. Congratulations, man.
Getting his first World Series ring, the Catman, Tony Gonsolin. Messages from one left-handed pitcher to another. One is receiving his first World Series ring. This lefty has five.
Victor, Andy Pettit here, buddy. Just wanted to send a message along. I hear you were a big fan of mine when you were growing up. I enjoyed getting an opportunity to see you pitch last year and then obviously pitching in the World Series there in October. What an awesome experience I'm sure it was for you. Just wanted to send you and your teammates just congratulations. I know this is a very special day. I believe y'all are receiving y'all's World Series rings. And I know for me, I remember those days like they were yesterday. And just what a fantastic day. The dream of winning a World Series. And then, of course, the next year being able to get your rings. And I know you guys are experiencing that. I just want to tell you to enjoy it, and again, wish you, the Dodgers organization, all your teammates the very best, and congratulations on a great year last year.
A rookie who made a huge impact in last year's championship run, Victor Gonzalez. In 2003, a rookie from Venezuela helped lead his team to a World Series title. He's now playing in his 19th season. He's got a message for the most recent rookie from Venezuela to be a world champion.
Hey, mi pana Gratero. Congratulations on your championship road. I wish you the best in this season. I wish you the best in your career. Keep working hard, my brother, and keep putting Venezuela in the top. Congratulations, my brother.
The ball of sunshine, the bazooka, Brewstar Gratero.
That message was from fellow Venezuelan Miguel Cabrera, the bazooka getting his ring.
Here's a member of the 03 Dodgers. Although Kenley Jansen grew up watching him play for a different team.
Kenley, how awesome it is for me to have this opportunity to congratulate you and your Dodger teammates on winning the World Series. I mean, I know growing up in Curacao, all you had was WTBS and the Atlanta Braves, Tomahawk Chop. So how awesome it is, you know, we chatted a few years ago and you told me I was your favorite player. And so now It's an honor to congratulate you for just doing such a great job for the Dodgers for 10 years. Been in their bullpen, closing games, over 300 plus saves. How awesome is that? So now, enjoy it. Kick back. You know, you get to put on that ring, you know, and wear it proudly. You can't wear it too many places because, you know, your owner got some big pockets, so your ring will be huge. So you only can wear it to, you know, big events and so forth. But hey, enjoy it. How special. You deserve it.
The greatest closer in franchise history. And now world champion, Kenley Jansen.
Ovation from the fans here at Dodger Stadium as Kenley Jansen receives his World Series ring after a message from Fred McGriff, the crime dog.
Look at those things. For anybody watching baseball in the 90s, there was one player who, even if he wasn't on your favorite team, was probably one of your favorite players. The Hall of Famer, you may know him simply as the Kid.
Hey, what's up, guys? Congratulations on last year. Unbelievable. You know, through the pandemic and everything else, you guys hung in there. You know, I take my hat off to you. But there's a specific pitcher on your team that I'd really like to congratulate. Joe Kelly. Y'all know who he is. You can pitch for my team anytime.
Out of Corona, California, picking up his second World Series ring, Joe Kelly. Oftentimes, a player will choose his jersey number to match his favorite player growing up. And so our next video is from one number 22 to another.
Clayton, hi, Will Clark here. Wow, what an unbelievable journey it's been from way back when in Highland Park, coming to see us at play with the Rangers, to now this unbelievable career that you've had, 13 years. NL MVP, Cy Young's, All-Star Game appearances, and now a World Series ring. What an unbelievable career you've had so far, young man. Keep it going. Keep number 22 alive. There's a lot of good things that go on with that number and that jersey, partner. Tell Ellen, Charlie, and Callie we said hello, and have a wonderful rest of your career. Stay healthy, my friend.
Dodger fans, you've been looking forward to this moment from the time he put on blue. One of the all-time greats, and now a world champion, Clayton Kershaw.
Putting his ring on immediately on his way up to get it. He looked back at his family sitting in the live section here in the loge level right behind home plate, showing off that ring to the fans here at Dodger Stadium, showing it back to his wife and children, as I mentioned, sitting on the loge section right behind home plate. Congratulations, Clayton Kershaw.
Video comes from another former Texas Ranger who caught the attention of a young redhead from Justin, Texas.
Hey, Dustin, Alex Rodriguez here. Just want to say congratulations. You're off to a great start in your career. World champion in only your second season. It took me 15 years. Listen, I love to watch you pitch. I love those fastballs in at 100. Glad I don't have to face you. And I love the hair. Great swag. Have fun. I want to wish you and the Dodgers best of luck in repeating this year. Go Dodgers.
Well, if A-Rod thought you had swag before, how about once he sees you with your new ring, Dustin May? This next video comes from a guy who a young Max Muncy tried to swing just like.
Hey, Max, Jim told me, just wanted to congratulate you on winning the World Series. What a tremendous honor. Someone who played for the Dodgers, I know it meant so much to the organization. It's been a pleasure watching you as a player. You've really grown into this tremendous hitter. And all the best to you going forward, and I hope you have a fabulous career. Take care.
From out of baseball, sitting on his couch looking for a job, to a World Series champion. Congratulations, Max Muncy.
Max Muncy's wearing some custom-made cleats with the image of Tommy Lasorda on them. He will wear them during the game as well. Congratulations, Max Muncy.
AJ, what's going on, buddy? It's David Wright. The Wright family wanted to take a few seconds and send a congratulatory message to you, Kate, and Maddie on the World Series victory. It was fun to watch, buddy. I've been lucky enough to get to know you on a personal level the last few years and can say with certainty that you're a tremendous player, but you're an even better person away from the field. So a big congratulations. You know, we were certainly pulling for you. It's easy to pull for the good guys, and you're certainly one of them. So good luck this year. Congratulations, and take it easy on my Mets, buddy.
Boy, watched the Dodgers for years from the other side, decided that L.A. was the place to be, and now he's a world champ, A.J. Pollock. Video will have subtitles translating Spanish to English.
Hey, mi pana, Edwin. Yo jugué mucho tiempo. Nunca gané anillo. Dame tu anillo, por favor. Congrats to you and to the Dodgers. Adios.
So good. Come on up, Edwin Rios.
That message was from Ichiro Suzuki. Maybe the best message of the day. Most entertaining, at least.
Our next video comes from one of Ichiro's Seattle teammates and one of today's best baseball families.
Hey, Cor. I just want to send you a quick note. Congratulate you on everything. World Series champion, World Series MVP. It's absolutely incredible, man. Couldn't be happier for you. Couldn't be more proud of you. Couldn't be more jealous of you either. But I know how hard you've worked. I know how much energy and time and effort you've put into this. And like I said, I couldn't be happier for you. So proud of you. Keep going and good luck this year.
NLCS MVP. World Series MVP. World champion, Corey Seager.
That message was from Corey's brother, Kyle Seager. Seager pumping his fist towards his dugout. The World Series MVP has his ring. He put the ring on his pinky.
Our next video comes from a player who is still active, but it won't be long before he's in Cooperstown.
Hey, Will. Albert Pujols here. I just want to take this moment to congratulate you on winning the World Series last year. Continue to work hard. Really proud of you. God bless you, brother.
Time for the Fresh Prince to get some bling. Congratulations, Will Smith. Here's a message from the Iron Man.
Hey, Chris Taylor, Cal Ripken here. I just wanted to personally congratulate you on winning the 2020 World Series. As you know, there is nothing like playing on a winning team. Each day you come to the park with the attitude of, what can I do today to help us win? It can be a walk to start a rally, a bunt to move someone over, a tough double play turn that saves a run. There are so many ways to contribute to a win. I love the fact that you are willing to play wherever Dave Roberts needs you to play. Your enthusiasm is infectious, and it always seems like you are in the right spot at the right time. The big hits and the game-saving catches make the headlines, and you have plenty of those. But all those intangible values you bring every day makes your team a winner. I, for one, appreciate how you play the game. Here's to a great upcoming year, and again, congratulations for a well-earned World Series title. Wear that ring with pride.
Little doubt that he'll wear that ring with pride. It is Chris Taylor.
That was perfectly said by Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. Taylor will be starting in center field. That's where he's been asked to play today.
This Hall of Fame pitcher and world champion watched the Dodgers win the title from the broadcast booth.
Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers on winning a championship last year. Any championship is tough, but last year you guys had to overcome so much. And Blake Treinen, being a part of that with your arm and the bullpen, you played a huge role. I'm honored to know that I was one of your favorite players growing up. And so congratulations to you on winning a ring as well.
A ring in his first year in Los Angeles. Let's hear it for Blake Treinen.
That message was also from another Hall of Famer from the Atlanta Braves, John Smoltz, who called the World Series on national television.
There's quite a lineage of Dodger third baseman wearing number 10. It's obviously the current one. There's Ron Say, and there's this guy who hit 129 home runs in 4 years with the team.
What's up, Dodger Nation? This is Gary Sheffield, and I just want to say congratulations to the Dodgers and the whole front office for winning the championship. I know how tough a feat that is. It took me 10 years to do it. To Justin Turner, you know, man, they always say we look alike. You're wearing that number 10 well. You know, I'm very proud of you, man. I just want to congratulate you on winning your first championship, man. Go out and get another one, buddy.
He grew up cheering for the Dodgers, watching them win a World Series. Now he won a World Series himself. The first ring for Justin Turner.
Standing ovation from these 15,000 fans here at Dodger Stadium for Justin Turner. Turner told me before the game, this is the first time he will be able to really celebrate and take in the championship with his teammates and with the city. He's putting that ring on immediately. He's got it on, showing it off to the fans on Dodger Vision here at the stadium. Congratulations, Justin Turner.
The final message, fittingly, goes to the guy who threw the final pitch.
Hey, Julio, congratulations, man. Thanks for picking me. I'm a big fan of yours, too. And keep up the good work, man. You had a bright future, man, especially with that organization. Oh, and by the way, Mookie, what happened, man? Why don't you pick me?
He'll forever be remembered as the man who
Andrew sealed the deal for the Dodgers' first world championship in 32 years. Julio Urías.
Another standing ovation for Julio Urías here at Dodger Stadium, and that message was, of course, from Big Poppy David Ortiz.
All right, so that may be the final ring, but there's still some business to take care of. And for that, we go out to Kirsten Watson.
Joe, if you take a look towards the stadium club right now, you'll see the years representing all of the Dodgers World Championships. And as you can see, there's a new one to unveil. Joining us for the reveal are two longtime Dodger employees who were both here the last time that a new title was being celebrated. Senior Director of Human Resources, Lenore Romero, and Executive Vice President and General Counsel, Sam Fernandez.
There it is, 2020, recognized forever here at Dodger Stadium, right below the Stadium Club down the right field line. Right next to the 1988 world champions.
And now joining me up center field, we have some more special guests to help us raise the championship banner. Please join me in a welcoming Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, LA City Council Member Gil Sedil, Hall of Fame broadcaster Jaime Harin, Dodger owner Billie Jean King, and Dodger owner Irvin Magic Johnson. All right, everyone, let's raise this championship banner.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes.
Magic Johnson was the muscle behind raising that flag out there in center field.
Congratulations one more time to the 2020 world champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What a great and fantastic ring ceremony celebrating your world champion Dodgers. When we continue here on the Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show, we'll head back to the studio with Tim Cates and get you set for first pitch. There is a baseball game to be played here at Dodger Stadium. The home opener is coming up at 1:10 between your world champion Dodgers and the Washington Nationals right here on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Leading up to first pitch, Dodgers and Nationals, Dodgers home opener. What a ceremony. The rings have been passed out. The World Series flag has been raised, and the championship banner is now hanging inside Dodger Stadium.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Basset.
David Basset, once again from Dodger Stadium. Dave, what a ceremony. Bronson Arroyo singing Oasis. Hall of Famer after a Hall of Famer introducing their players. What a day.
Yeah, a very unique way to celebrate the championship and to give each player their own personal celebration, and just watching the players as they were on the top step of the Dodger dugout, watching their favorite childhood player wish them congratulations on winning the World Series. They were like a little league player on opening day. So it was really the little kid of baseball in them today. And I thought the two highlights for me, the two best, were Big Poppy, when he was giving his message to Julio Urías, calling out Mookie Betts for not choosing him since they were teammates, and Big Poppy was his big brother in 2018 with the Red Sox and growing up as a baseball player, as a professional. And I thought Ichiro's message in Spanish to Edwin Rios was priceless as well. So for me, those were the two highlight messages.
Yeah, what an afternoon so far. What a ceremony. The game will be played, but during that game, Max Muncy's going to wear some special cleats, Dave.
That's right, and he wore them out there on his way to get his championship ring. Yeah, yesterday, during our IG Live on the AM570 LA Sports Instagram, he previewed and hyped us up to let us know he would be wearing some new custom cleats, and the custom cleats have Tommy Lasorda's face on them. So if you have a chance while you're listening or checking out the Instagram or Twitter pages, you could see that Tommy Lasorda's face is on his cleats when he plays first base today and goes to the plate. So Max Muncy missing Tommy Lasorda, honoring Tommy Lasorda, as was the Dodger organization before they handed out all of the championship rings.
Dave, sort of getting lost in all the pregame festivities is the fact that Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts, updates on them.
Yeah, number one, I was watching Cody Bellinger. You know, I was happy that he was getting his ring, but it was a good way to see how he was moving around after getting stepped on in the first game of that series in Oakland around his left Achilles, left calf. Dave Roberts told me before the game that Bellinger did not injure his Achilles. It's just right above there. So the Dodgers dodged a bullet on that. He was placed on the injured list shortly after Roberts speaking to the media, and they have recalled outfielder Luke Raley. So the Dodgers do not have Cody Bellinger in the starting lineup today, nor do they have Mookie Betts in the starting lineup today. Betts is still dealing with a stiff lower back that popped up the last day in Oakland. Chris Taylor is in center field, and Zach McKinstry, who was out here earlier today taking fly balls in right field, will get the start there as well.
All right, Dave, great stuff. We'll check back with you in just a couple of minutes. Brought to you by Ford. California, the future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, it's time for you, Dodger fans. I need three contestants for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict a player in the inning. The most thrilling play will happen today against the Nationals. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. The ceremony is over. The rings have been passed out. As we get ready for first pitch from Dodger Stadium, Dodgers and Nationals, I'm Tim Cates, and you're listening to Dodgers on Deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's ring day at Dodger Stadium. Home opener. Dodgers taking on the Nationals. The flag has been raised. The banner is up. And the rings have been passed out. Now it's time for baseball. First pitch coming up at 1:10.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
Brought to you by Six Flags Magic Mountain. The thrill is calling and now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. All three of our contestants will get tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. If you guess the correct player inning for the most thrilling play of the game, you're going to get season passes. All right, our first contestant is Craig. Craig, what is your guess?
I'm going to go with Chris Taylor in the fourth.
Chris Taylor in the fourth inning. All right, good luck to you, Craig. Our next contestant is Rich. Rich, what is your guess?
Seager in the seventh.
Seager in the seventh. All right, good luck to you. Our third and final contestant is Frank. Frank, welcome. What's your guess?
Yes, I'll go with Max Muncy in the fifth.
Max Muncy in the fifth inning. All right, good luck to all three of our contestants. Time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger's all about. Leading off and playing center field today, Chris Taylor. Batting second at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third and at third base is Justin Turner. Batting cleanup and at first base is Max Muncy. Batting fifth and behind the plate is Will Smith. Batting sixth and at second base is Gavin Lux. Batting seventh and in left field is A.J. Pollock. Batting eighth and in right field is Zach McKinstry. And batting ninth and doing the pitching today is Walker Buehler. Again, Cody Bellinger placed on the injured list with a sore calf. And Mookie Betts, sore back. He is not in the starting lineup today. When we come back here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and Nationals, the home opener. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Well, Dodgers and Nationals home opener from the Ravine. 15,000 fans in attendance. Walker Buehler on the mound. First pitch coming up at 1:10.
And now, joined by David Massey, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Rick, that was a beautiful ceremony, something we haven't seen, obviously, since 1989. That was really awesome.
You know what was neat? Is it? I wear the World Championship ring from 1981. I wear it every day. This is a smaller version than the bracelet size ring that they got, but I tell you what, I wear it, and these guys are going to be looking at it. However they display it, it is up to them. But what it will remind them of is obviously a strange season to begin with the COVID, 60 games and everything that they went through, the protocols and separated from fans. Well, today, they get the rings. Fans are back in the stands, not as many as we would like to have, and hopefully we're moving to an area that there's going to be larger amount of fans. But this is a celebration that's been on hold for a number of months. Now the story is the Dodgers have to regroup. They've gotten the ring, and now it's baseball. And in order for them to get back and have an opportunity to win another ring this year, there's some baseball to be played. They're off to a good start, 5 wins and 2 losses. And for Walker Buehler on the mound today, but this is a neat deal. I've been here at the stadium since about 6:30 this morning doing some things with the local telecast. And I can tell you, as that I walked into the stadium, it's a feeling that I hope that everyone allows themselves. You walk into the stadium right now, I feel like a 10-year-old kid, David, and that's the way I've always felt with a home opener. There's something special about it.
Did it make you think back to 1982 when your team won it?
It made me think back to all of the days that I was privileged enough to walk in and know that I could compete. The excitement of the unknown and just the challenge on the field. And this is a big challenge because if we talked about it, you know, the Dodgers are wearing special uniforms anyway. They really go back to 1916 is when that began, that the world champion teams would be able to do that. But now they're embarking upon a new challenge because everybody knows they're playing against the defending world champion teams. The club that they're playing against, the Nationals, experienced that as well. Hey, everybody knows, hey, the defending champions, they're coming to town next week. Hey, they're coming to town next month. Everybody wants a part of it.
Yeah, it should be a treat, these 3 games against the Nationals, because we're watching the last 2 World Series champions play each other.
And how about the last time the Dodgers played a game here at Dodger Stadium with fans were in the stands? Was against the Washington Nationals in 2019.
Yeah, we don't want to remember that.
Well, but it yeah. puts a time stamp on how long it's been since this ball club's been able to play with fans here.
Very true. And a guy that feeds off the fans is Walker Buehler. The image I have of him is walking off the mound in game 163 back in 2018. He'll get to experience that today.
I got news for you. They all feed off of it. That's why it's special.
All right, Rick. I feed off of your energy every day. You got me through last year with no fans.
Goodbye, David.
We'll send it back to you, Tim.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare. A dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck. We'll get you a preview of today's pitching matchup. Rick and Charlie will have the keys to the game. But up next, we get you an injury report. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Nationals, the home opener from the Ravine. The banner is up, the flag is up, and the rings have been passed out. We'll preview this pitching matchup coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game, brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Second, Seager at first, stretch by the lefty Luzardo. Pitch swung on, drilled up the middle, a base hit. Turner on the run, rather Taylor. Taylor around third. He's on his way to the plate, sliding in safely. The Dodgers have a 1-0 lead on a 2-out RBI single for A.J. Pollock.
A.J. Pollock with the RBI single in Wednesday's loss to the Oakland A's. Dodgers had a 3-1 lead, went to extra innings, ended up losing 4-3 on a walk-off single by Mitch Moreland. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Well, Cody Bellinger has gone on the injured list, a left calf contusion. Luke Raley is recalled from the alternate site to take his spot. Mookie Betts not in the lineup today. He is day-to-day with back stiffness. Tony Gonsolin on the IL with shoulder inflammation. Joe Kelly and Bruce Arcaro both getting their rings today, both not on the current Dodger roster, working their way back from arm injuries. Well, when we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, Rick and Charlie will get you the keys to the game, and we're going to break down this pitching matchup when we come back. It's the Dodgers and Nationals. It's Ring Day at the Ravine. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers home opener. Dodgers taking on the Washington Nationals. The rings have been given out from the 2020 World Series Championship. Now the Dodgers along the third base line as they are being introduced to this 2021 Dodger roster. First pitch coming up at 110.
Hold on and miss strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event, and we're going to find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. They make it easy. Walker Buehler, the 26-year-old right-hander, making his second start of this season. Last time out, he went six innings, allowing two runs on four hits, while striking out four in a no decision against the Colorado Rockies. Against the Washington Nationals, he's 0-1 with a 3.38 ERA in three career games, two starts with 15 strikeouts. His only career regular season start against the Nats was back in 2019 for seven scoreless innings. He's going up against 27-year-old right-hander Joe Ross, who is out of Oakland, seventh season in the big leagues, pitching for the first time for the Nationals since they won the World Series back in October of 2019. Why, you ask? Well, he opted out of playing last year during COVID-19. He made three appearances this spring, allowing three runs over 9 2/3 innings while striking out eight. Against the Dodgers, 0-2 with a 7 ERA in four games, including two starts. This is his third start against the Dodgers in his career at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers and Nationals were 15 minutes away from first pitch. Keys to the game and national anthem are next. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Nationals, a home opener for the Blue. First pitch is coming up in 110. Walker Buehler will get the start. We're going to head back out to Dodger Stadium in just a minute for tonight's national anthem. Brought to you by Mutual of America Financial Group, dedicated to providing high-value retirement plans and services. Dodgers 5-2 to start this season. They're just wrapping up introductions along the third baseline, introducing all of the Dodger players, coaching staff, support staff, and the starting lineup. And right now, let's go back out to Dodger Stadium. PA announcer, the great Todd Lights.
To remember those who can't be with us today. The Dodger family lost men who wore the uniform with pride. Sweet Lou Johnson was a key member of the 1965 team and hit the go-ahead home run in the decisive Game 7. Hall of Famer Don Sutton pitched for 16 seasons with the Dodgers and is the franchise's all-time wins and strikeouts leader. And Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda led the team to World Series titles in 1981 and 1988. And while we are overjoyed to have fans back at Dodger Stadium today, we mourn the loss of so many lives that have been taken over the past 13 months. And at this time, we offer all of them a moment of silence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, performing today's anthem is the gentleman who performed the national anthem before the deciding Game 6 of last year's World Series. Accompanied by Dodger Stadium organist Dieter Ruhl, please welcome Keith Williams Jr.
Don Newcomb, my boy Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early night what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming,
whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reclaimed, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
With our national anthem, what a job. The flyover as well as we get ready for the Dodgers and Washington Nationals. What a pregame it has been. The rings have been passed out. The flag is flying high. The banner is hanging high at Dodger Stadium as we celebrate the 2020 World Series Championship. But it's now time to get ready for baseball with more. Let's head out one more time to Rick and Charlie with the keys to the game, guys.
All right, Tim, the Dodgers had a chance to celebrate a little bit a few minutes ago as they all received their championship rings, which is what they play for. Last year, of course, the abbreviated season, it was not a marathon. It was like an 880 sprint. And on this Friday afternoon, beautiful day at Dodger Stadium, everybody's able to catch their breath and finally begin to move forward.
I you know what I'm really looking forward to? Obviously, the game in itself. And yes, they've had the ring ceremony. I can't wait to see the reaction, not just the fans, but the players, when they take the field right before first pitch in today's ballgame. It's going to be emotional. We have felt that, quite frankly, even though the club has been on the road and playing, the emotions of it all. And then on top of it, the weather. This is a day that all of us that come into the ballpark were like 10-year-old kids.
We had that moment, you and I shared it a couple hours ago, setting up the booth and taking our book out and our papers and pencils and so on. And we heard a whistle from down on the field. It was Dino Ebel, who was just waving. And you and I had that same reaction. It was like, wow, there's a human being down there.
And you know what's strange is that we both looked at one another and almost at the same time said we both got goosebumps because we have not had that. I mean, there have been crows flying by. We've seen birds on the field. We've seen the grounds crew, and they've done a spectacular job. This place looks absolutely phenomenal. But to have an interaction with another person, it was like with a whistle, we got goosebumps.
Yeah. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for baseball. The season is upon us. The Dodgers are 5-2. It's the home opener against the Washington Nationals. Lineups and first pitch of the first game from Dodger Stadium in more than a year coming up.
All right, first pitch right around the corner. The pregame ceremonies are done. Excellent. Wonderful to see the crowd inside Dodger Stadium. Now it's time for first pitch. Dodgers Nationals. Walker Buehler gets the ball when we come back. I'm Tim Cates, and this has been Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.